it's Kramer with Mission Network News. There's a country that's known officially as an Islamic Republic, so it's no surprise that Christians are considered a religious minority. And on the anniversary of a revolution, there are more societal pressures than ever for Christians. They're calling for prayer. Plus, there's a ministry in Lebanon who's taking on the challenge of what it means to restore and to reconcile. And we'll get to that in just a few moments. But first, it's been 39 years since Iran's Islamic Revolution, which paved the way for Islam to become predominant in Iranian society. Unsurprisingly, this has negatively impacted the country's freedom of religion. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari, who's director of operations for Mohabbat TV, shares.
In the last few years, most extrajudicial killings in Iran have been slowly replaced with arbitrary arrest and detention. Most of the arrested individuals are coerced to divulge information about their house church activities and those of their friends under the threat of criminal persecution or even arrest of the family members. So extended detentions without formal charge, trial or sentencing are extremely common in Iran.
So new Christians have been left without guidance.
They try to get fed and learn about their new faith through media, through social media, through internet, through satellite TV in particular. The atmosphere in Iran, the persecution, has created a very unsafe atmosphere where average Christian does not feel safe to go outside and talk about their faith or start looking for Bible.
Heart for Iran works to bring growth and the gospel to Iranians in a variety of ways. Let's be praying for the ministry and for believers in Iran. Next, from January 2nd to January 13th, the Iranian government blocked the use of the Telegram app. The block came as an effort to contain widespread protests. However, it also cost Sat7's audience. Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. And Sat7's Rex Rogers explains.
Well, like any app and social media, it's more social. It's individual. So we have people, that, of course, who speak Farsi and can interact with them and write back to them, and they have a connection. And so that helps them in a very direct sense, whereas, of course, on television media, you're broadcasting to thousands or hundreds of thousands or more. And so that helped. Another part of it is, of course, they can get specific questions answered at times, or they can ask for certain prayer requests.
Churches are underground in Iran, and during the unrest, disconnected believers couldn't even communicate with Sat7.
There's more openness to Christ and Christianity and the gospel right now in the Middle East, in North Africa, like any time since World War II, is unprecedented. And so though we don't hear that talked about on the big cable news TV networks, God is working.
We'll share more about how the Iranian church is ablaze tomorrow. And until then, find out how you can pray and support these believers at missionnews.org. And finally, equipping believers for leadership is nothing new in the world of ministry. But doing it in Lebanon is a little out of the ordinary. Pierre Hosni of Horizons International says the community of Christians in Lebanon is tightly knit and underestimated.
Many like me have never changed their identity cards from Orthodox Christian or Maronite Christian or Sunni or Shiite Muslim identity cards. So there are many believers here in Lebanon and throughout the region that are just not known by international audiences.
They're uniquely positioned to respond to critical issues in the Middle East and North Africa.
And they are now seeing Syrian refugees flood into their congregations. We're helping them to witness to them, to give them resources, humanitarian aid, you know, and also disciple them. And the churches are baptizing them and adding to their number every day.
But to make a real difference, it's going to take the support of a global body of believers.
So we need partnerships to be formed between historically Christian areas and pioneering Christian areas so that we can grow the kingdom in these strategic areas.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network. Let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.